Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. It is indeed very, very good news that we have this afternoon and a very special open air this evening where we are coming together to celebrate the culmination of Celebrating Courage, Generosity, and Family, the 2018 Bridgewalk Campaign. It's so exciting. I have the great privilege of giving us the news that we have accomplished our goal. I'm looking at the website right now, which reads $95,000 even, literally, exactly. I actually wondered to myself if someone hopped on and made a contribution just a few minutes ago to make that a nice round number. And here's the thing that's so exciting, is that we have had a number of people tell us that they are finishing their own personal campaigns, and contributions that are on their way to us are going to take us right through that $100,000 finish line. And we will certainly be sure to send you an update via email and all kinds of things, I'm sure, to fill you in when we actually cross that finish line. And so actually, before I forget and go any further, I do want to tell folks that today is the official end of the campaign, January 15th, and the link to the campaign will remain live, because we have, as I say, heard from a number of people that they have things that are still coming in, and they wanted to make sure that those things will hit the campaign before we take it offline, and they certainly will. So that will be up there for people who still have that on their list to do. So we are going to take this afternoon to just really celebrate, and what we hope is that people are going to call in and talk about what do you want to celebrate in terms of your participation in the campaign, because if there ever was a team effort, this truly is it. You know, right, the byline of the campaign was follow their lead, and I was just looking at that this afternoon and realizing, boy, did we do that. You know, the tenacity, the courage, the love, the compassion, the teamwork that the folks in Cantaloupe model for us so well, I mean, we just followed their lead with flying colors, and I just feel so everything. I feel excited. I feel privileged. I feel, you know, proud of each of, you know, my own efforts, everyone's efforts on the team. So it's just so much fun. And so what we're hoping is that people will call in to speak with Sherry and Michael this afternoon to talk about, to celebrate what you saw in your own participation. And before we get to that, I do want to tell you what we all just accomplished will facilitate in the coming year, because as folks likely know, the campaign was in 9 different places, you know, parts of the program that were funded, and all of those were completely funded. So in the coming year, your grand efforts will purchase 1,752 25 kg bags of Mealy Meal. So each one of those is gigantic. Right, so, and we're going to purchase 1,752 of those, 48,000 eggs, 13,227 pounds of peanuts, 2,520 tins of beans, and again, each tin is big, right? It's a whole huge thing of beans, and these are not beans like you take the can opener and open the can and pour them in the pot. These are tins of dried beans. It's actually beautiful. You go to the outdoor markets and they just scoop up with this can these giant, you know, dried beans, and then they get soaked and sorted and all those things. So 2,520 of those. The fuel to cook all of that food was also funded. And then so much in terms of education, and we're going to have to bring you a number of updates in the coming weeks, because the things that are happening in Cantaloupe around girls' education right now are just beyond inspiring. So some of what will be funded next year is 250 toddlers attending the Living Compassion preschool, the tuition for over 30 girls to receive a quality primary and secondary education, and the stipends for the 37 girls in the girls program. So this is the money that they use to buy basic necessities, soap and socks and underwear and all the little things that we just so take for granted. And these are the stipends that they receive in order to cover their basic needs for that. And then 7 women are in college. So 3 of them are continuing. They started previous to this, and January starts their new school year, so three of them are continuing, and four folks are starting college for the first time. So there are seven women starting college. So these are the pioneers. These are the people who are going to, you know, graduate from college, they'll be able to get a job, and they'll be the first in their community to be able to sustainably support a family. And then the stipends for the nine amazing teachers who support all of that education work, and of course the stipends for the 35 extraordinary adults who dedicate their lives to these 1,000 children and to this whole project. So I just hope everyone will take in what an extraordinary thing together we have accomplished. And I have with me this afternoon Anna, who is going to kick that off for us. Thanks for being with us, Anna.
Hi, Jen.
Hey.
I muted myself because I was just having chills and tears.
You were just over there tearing.
Yeah. Chills, tears, and tears. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And what we thought would be so fun in having you on is to model that. Not only is there so much to celebrate, I mean, as you say, everything I just talked about and listed is so inspiring and so heart-opening, and to not miss the piece of celebrating our own participation, because that's really the main fuel of this project. I feel like it's the thing that makes it so unique. So we thought it would be fun to invite you on to talk a little bit about what you've been celebrating in your own participation.
Well, what dropped in when I heard you ask that question was that I participated and that I enjoyed it and that I've been enjoying the process.
That you participated is huge and that you enjoyed the process of it.
Mm-hmm. It's been truly life-changing to participate in this campaign. I think I said this on one of the support calls, that it's just such a like embodiment of the quality of your life is determined by the focus of your attention. Like, this is a thing that I've got to have attention on and give attention and energy to that has just, you know, given me a lit up life. And so it's just like, it's been kind of so the focus of attention, like looking for opportunities to talk about it, ways to get people involved, ways to, just ways to keep on having attention on this wonderful thing. So, for example, I found a cooperative in the town where I was living that agreed to host a screening of the Bridgewalk, and they were just super excited about that. One of the people who came to that screening was a colleague of mine, my office mate. And so for those weeks, that got to be the focus of our attention in the office. We got to talk about the project, and every day she would come in and ask about somebody she'd seen, on the Bridgewalk and ask a question about the project and, just be inspired together,
I just saw this image of, so there's the condition conversation that wants to kick in about whatever, and just going, oh, you know what, I actually don't have time for that right now. I've got this thing that I'm involved with that I'm just so excited about that I...
We could sit around complaining about the weather, or we could talk about what lights is up. It also happened to be my birthday around the Bridgewalk weekend, and so I got to do a birthday fundraiser and invite folks to donate to the campaign as a birthday gift. And it was just, I described it as the best birthday ever because there was just so little attention on that little S self, on the little me, and just so much attention on love and connection and gratitude, and got to have experiences of connection with people that I don't think would have been possible had it not been for this focus of this celebration. Got to do things like give Thanksgiving gifts, give birthday gifts through that brilliant gift-giving card feature. So many ways to get this into our lives and get our attention on it. It was so fun.
And I'm going to project, Anna, partly because I heard you talk about it and heard other folks talk about it on the support calls also, but A, that It took you outside your comfort zone in many ways, especially
in
setting up that the bridge walk at the cooperative, and that you received so much in the connection with other folks that had you not stepped out of your comfort zone, had you not had something that facilitated you being willing to step out of your comfort zone, you would have never received.
Exactly. It was like getting to go beyond these ego barriers for the love of this project. Yeah, just so grateful then for the chance to participate because of all of the gifts that it gave me in doing
Oh, well, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon to kick off the celebration.
Oh, it's so exciting. I'll tell you one exciting thing that dropped in today. This is actually before I got the invitation to participate in the Good News Update. But I'd started letting folks who donated know about tonight's show. So if they're in this time zone, to send them the link. And if they're, you know, on the across the pond and it's the middle of the night, I promised to send them the podcast because I thought it would be so fun for everyone who donated.
What a great idea. So that they can participate in the celebration. Yep. That is such a great idea. And, you know, that reminds me, Anna, that when in that last email that we sent out announcing Open Air tonight, we used the word that Teresa used in when she heard about the success of the campaign. Let me do my best here. Ukunkukula. And what that is I've seen them. I've seen the gesture, but I've never known the Bemba word that goes with it. And and I think we've talked about it before, but it's that place where it's so moving. You know that place where when something, you receive something in life and you just, you don't know what to say. It's just beyond words. That it almost would say, be silly to say thank you. You just feel like that pales in comparison to what you're receiving. And what they do in Zambia, they have this gesture where it's basically a deep gesho. So they'll get down on their knees in a bow, and they'll lay on one side with their hands in prayer position, and then they'll lay on the other side with their hands in prayer position. And that's the word for it, unkunkukula. That's the word for that gesture. So I just, I love it. That's how
Let's
I feel.
Let's all be one of those.
Exactly. Let's all be one of those. All right, Anna. Well, thank you so much for kicking it off. And thanks for being with
thank
us.
Thank you.
All right. Take good care.
Have a fun show. Bye-bye.
And Michael, with that, we'll turn it over to you and Sherry to continue the celebration.
Great. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Anna. Good afternoon, and welcome to Open Air with Sherry Huber. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Michael. Is that from the best good news we've ever gotten on Good News?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's fabulous. Yeah, it's so exciting.
Just, it really is. It is so exciting. Anyway, yes. I know how excited you are about it.
Yes. I was picturing all those quantities of food as Jen was reading them off. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it really, it's still hard for me to grasp that 1,000 children are fed every day. I mean, I've been there, you know. I've been there
right.
When children, these hordes of children are eating. I've seen the size of those pots. I've actually been on that trip to the market where that stuff is purchased, you know, and brought back to the property. And still, I just can't quite grasp that it's 1,000 kids every day. 1,000 kids every day, plus, of course, the people that work at the cooperative and, you know, all of that. It's just staggering. And to think, as we've talked about before, that their ambition is to add another 100 kids. Because 1,000 isn't enough.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Generosity Crazy. Wants to give.
Yes. Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
That's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. What dropped in as you were talking is that the the food and nutrition is essential. It's like a foundation. And then on top of that, we've added the educational components, the career components, the healthcare components. You know, it's a complete package for success. It's really it's incredibly lovely.
It really is. And the thing that that came out of this last trip that actually happened after both Ashwini and I had left the project or left to come back home was Jen and Sridevi arranging with the Franciscans at the friary about the I can't believe it's gone out of my head. The trade school.
Yeah, trade school.
Yeah. So it's not just, you know, you're going to get your education behind you from the time you're young enough to make that happen so that you can get into college. But anybody who wants to have a better time in life and wants to work hard and put in the hours and that sort of thing, it will be supported to do that through this other avenue of support. So, pretty groovy.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But before we hear from people, are you going to have announcements for us? Or?
I do.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know how this was going to go. All right. Yeah. I'll calm down. Okay.
Okay. So we will be kicking off another year of practice with a virtual workshop led by you, Sherry, this Saturday, January 19th.
Mm-hmm.
The workshop will follow the format of Our Best Year Yet and is free of charge, and participants must register.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I would make a couple of Ashwini will be joining me in that. And I would say it is going to loosely follow the format of Your Best Year Yet.
Great.
Loosely. Great. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And do you need clarity around some sticky content in your life? You don't want to miss the new Socratic email class with Sherry that begins February 1st. Participants will choose their focus for the class and will have 6 interactions with you, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. We'll just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and explore whatever that stuck is and get to the other side of it.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. Gain some helpful insight into family karma at a retreat with you, Sherry, and Ashwini in North Carolina, April 15th through 20th. The retreat will include yoga, meditation, and guidance with you, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes, as always.
As always, such a great retreat, such a great place. Yeah.
And for these and other opportunities, visit livingcompassion.org. And if you'd like to talk with Sherry today to talk about the campaign and success and participation, press *6 and then 1 to make a show. And the conversation on this topic in about 5 minutes in length is fabulous.
Yeah. And, Michael, as people get ready to do that, I hope Jen won't go too far away so we can drag her back into this. You know, she would just hate that. But we might have to drag her back in.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For the party. Yes. All right.
Yes. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
All right. This is Marianne calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Michael. This was such an interesting workshop to live through. Well, because
now
just,
you're not saying survive, are you?
No, no.
Or are you?
No, I'm saying live through, because I just saw how my mind operated on, you know, just giving, asking, receiving. And just like, and I also saw the shift in how I approached it. So, yeah, it's changed over the years. Definitely not in my comfort zone until, well, even this year there was a little,
But a little.
But you know, I just could say, well, I can see that, you know, there's resistance about that, and, you know, I'm just going to ask anyways. And, you know, I asked people that I would have never, ever thought of asking before. And, you know, it was good, partly because they could see that there was something to do, that they could make a difference in the world, because lots of people are saying things are really bad, and I could say, well, you know, here's something that's really good. Contribute to this, and, you know, shine a light.
And Marianne, I don't know if this is part of it for you, but that assurance that you can give somebody that you know about this.
Yes.
This is money is going to go God knows where, and we just hope that it lands somewhere good. I mean, you can say, no, I know this project. I know these people. I know it really is. It really is going to feed those kids and send those kids to school. And
yeah, and I think that, you know, last year I watched the live stream, and this year too, and it was just, wow, it really does make a difference to feeling very connected to the people in Cantaloupe and the Sangha members who are out there fundraising. You know, it's totally changed my opinion about doing something like this, because it gave me a sense of belonging.
And plus, you've been to where we live.
Yeah.
So you know this money is not going into fancy carpets and big houses, right?
Yes.
In fact, it's like, maybe you people could get a new carpet? No, we have better things to spend the money on.
Well,
yeah.
And,
it does make a difference.
It does make a difference. It makes a difference that the intention behind the project, the intention behind my fundraising, the intention, you know, it sort of starts with the good intention and how it's carried out all along the way. So, brilliant project. I would give it 5 gold stars.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I just wish that more people could realize that this kind of thing is possible if we got that what we're talking about in something like this is relationship. That's what it is, right? It's not charity. It's not, I don't know what other words that it's not. It's relationship. It's assisting people, supporting people to get somewhere that the deck is stacked against them. To the point that they're just not going to be able to get there on their own. They just need a hand up, and they're going to take advantage of it, and they're going to be off and running. And the thing about these people that impresses me so much always is that they're not just going to run off, right? They're not going to say, oh, great, I got mine, I'm out of here. That there is such a community relationship that's of such value to them that they want to be successful so that they can help other people have the same opportunities that they have. And that's what makes it sustainable.
Yeah, and you can see that coming, you know, from starting to feed 25 kids, then 40, and how things have grown and how they mm-hmm. have taken ownership. And, you know, you could see the sincerity of their
yes.
earnest conviction behind the project when we were on the bridge walk.
Yeah, yeah. It's their life.
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. you know, it is it's just so heartwarming to be connected.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean. It is heartwarming. As you mentioned earlier, the folks who get into that, oh dear, the world is in a disastrous state. And when there's much argument to support that. However, there's still so much good. And however long any of us has, it's not the duration of our journey here. It's how we are while we're here.
Yeah.
And as long as we're choosing love, I think whatever happens, that's more than enough.
Well, it's such a wonderful experiment to see how it all unfolds. I think that's a big element of this project, is just to see, you can see how your conditioning works and, you know, how mm-hmm. it prevents things, and you can overcome it. So you can make a difference for yourself and
yeah.
you can make a difference for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is, like I said, 5 stars, 5 gold stars.
5 stars, 5 gold stars. All right. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Sherry and Michael and Ashwini and Jan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good night.
And everybody else, too.
And all of us. And
all of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, all good right. night.
Take care. God show.
Thanks for joining us, Marianne. Sherry, I love that focus on relationship and connection. It seems it's just so life-giving and supportive, mm-hmm. Whether I'm, quote, giving or, quote, receiving or in relationship, it's all one thing.
It's all one thing. It's just everybody doing the best that we can do all the time. And mm-hmm. and it works.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have another caller here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. And would you please introduce yourself?
Well, hello. This is Pasha. Can you hear me?
We can hear
yes.
you, Pasha. You're kind of
Hi,
in an echo chamber, but we can hear you.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm on the speaker and other means, and I'm beyond excited about this project. Is this better?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you sound good. Yeah, you sound really good.
Yes. So this been a year of another level of participation in this project for me. And pounding so much, I have difficulty of speaking. This was an opportunity for me to kind of step outside of myself and talk with other people about this project on all occasions and all mm-hmm. social networks. And and what I saw was That allowed me to see that this is beyond myself. It's not I'm doing it for me, as we often start the conversation. There was with my friends, and it always felt at the beginning as I'm asking them for something for me. But then, but then it quickly moved in to well, this is it kind of removes the ego from the picture, and things becomes I don't know, they fall in place in life somehow, that I don't need to worry about getting something for me. I'm just sharing how I'm excited about this project and the participation, and I don't know how to describe it, where it's, when it's beyond the ego, it's it removes that tension and removes that yeah, it removes the ego, and things becomes natural, easy, and more inclusive.
Yes. So if I'm with you here, and I think I am, your part of the whole thing is to be lit up.
Yes.
To be excited, to be engaged in the project and these people's lives and what's happening and what you can offer and how you can be and all that. And how anybody else responds is up to them.
Yes.
It actually doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yes. And a
so
little,
it's so clean.
Yes, it's clean. It's no worries. It's just an offering. It's
yes.
It's what I do, and that's what I offer and invite other people in. And I had different reactions, you know, like and I've seen people who are excited to participate and who are checking with me and how, you know, what was the impact and how did it go, and I saw that's not just one time bridge walk. It feels to me that's what I want to carry for the whole year, because it often comes a conversation about like how bad things are in the world, and here it is. Here is a good thing in the world, and we don't need to worry about solving all the world's problems. We can just focus on this. Here you can make as my friend said, just plus one. There, it's
yeah.
It's term comes from the like people collect the likes and they count their popularity. I guess in those plus one contribution. Here's the thing: you can make plus one contribution. It doesn't have to be, you know, world changing event, but once this plus one becomes the focus, then yes, I'm participating, here's what I can, and here's my plus one, it's not minus one.
That's right. And you know, Tasha, with that, it is world changing for the person that we're affecting.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't change everybody's world, but it sure changes that one child.
Yes. And I saw that also and I have tears in my eyes when, like, remember we saved the bug in this bug bus, what's it called? I don't remember exactly.
Yes.
And it might not be like a big deal, but that's a life-saving event for that one creature.
Yes.
And that's big.
It's everything. It's everything. It really is, Pasha, because it's stopping. It's seeing that little bug, that little bug And for almost everybody in the world, it's who cares? It's a bug. Yeah. Either walk, step over it or step on it. It doesn't matter. It's a bug. But to be somebody who can see that bug and to know on a level that we cannot prove ever that that little bug is as much alive as we are.
Yes.
And it's going about its little life just like we're going about our little lives.
Yes.
And if there's a way we can help it, then and it's going to take us 10 seconds to help it, then we're happy to do that.
Yes. And what it brings me into, there was somewhere a saying in Daily Peace Corps, like walking through this life holding hands. And that's what it brings me to, as we all together holding hands together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that, thank you so much for this
thank you, Pasha.
And this opportunity to participate.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So yeah, thank you so much, Gasho.
Thanks for joining us, Pasha. Tears are about to come over here, tears.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah.
So, yeah,
yes.
It's so heart-opening. If people, so this is where I say this thing that I just said it the other day on a call. And I prefaced it with, I always say this thing, and nobody else really seems to relate to it, but it's so meaningful to me, I keep saying it. I wish everyone could feel the love that makes us want to love.
Mm.
And that's what we're talking about here. That's why I say that, because to me, that captures it. You know, that's what Pasha and Marianne both expressed. It's being in that place where our hearts are so open. We feel that love, and we just want to love more.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Continue.
Well, if you'll remember, you promise you'll remember?
I promise.
Okay. So much of the world lives in deprivation. Not real deprivation, but imagined deprivation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That if I do something, if I participate in something, if I give something, then it's going to take something away from me. I'm going to somehow lose something in this. And if people could only understand that in participating, in giving in this way, we get everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that if I spend 10 seconds to help a bug or a little insect on its way, it's hard for me to know whether I've benefited more or the bug has. Because,
yeah.
You know,
truly.
It does so much for me. So
truly. Yeah. Because it's all projection. And if I'm going to take care of everything that I encounter to the best of my ability, the way I want to be taken care of, if I project that everything wants to live as much as I do, wants to be cared about and protected and nurtured as much as I do, then how can I not? And to really get it that in doing that, I'm receiving what I want to receive. I feel the love. I'm projecting the love. I'm living in the love. I'm having the experience. I'm the one being taken care of.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And Sherry, we are going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be back to talk more about this wonderful project.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
What if you lived with your soul as your pilot? What skies would you fly? How wide would you open? What would you sing if you gave voice to your beautiful heart?
This great song by Trish Bruxford Culligan invites us to give voice to our hearts. Simply Celebrate offers you a variety of ways to express your heart, and one of those is by celebrating the people you love. Our one-of-a-kind customized celebration books are like magic mirrors that reflect all of the laughter, adventures, and delight that friends and family share. Clients tell us that this is the best gift ever. Give voice to your heart and give a gift of love that lasts a lifetime. Visit simplycelebrate.net and turn ordinary days into an extraordinary life.
Welcome back to Open Air. And Sherry, we have more callers here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. And would you please introduce yourself?
This is Laura from Berkeley. Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hello. Well, I am also very excited. I've been getting a little bit obsessed with, like, refreshing the page to see how it was all going. I've really been resonating with everything that's been talked about so far. I really like that piece about, because it does feel like one of the gifts of this is, having someplace to put my attention that just feels so positive and that just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about it, but then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, it's not going to, you know, like now that, it's like, wait, what am I going to do when this campaign is over, you know?
Fortunately, we have an email class coming up. We have a kickoff.
It's
then
true.
We have an email class. Then the year-long retreat is going to start, so we're not going to abandon you, okay? There will be positive things.
It's true. And I think it's the process that has been so positive, right? It's not the this particular content, although the content is also very exciting. One thing that I wanted to share was I've talked a little bit on the support calls about this is the year that, you know, I had kind of broken through the resistance last year and then, you know, kind of reached out to people, but this was definitely sort of another level for me. So that was exciting and hard, you know, hard. Which I think it feels important to say that because it for me, it was helpful to hear that thing of like, yeah, it's uncomfortable and that's okay. Because it felt so uncomfortable at times, like it just felt like a wall of resistance that it helps kind of overcome that belief. Like if it feels this bad, like it must be bad.
Which is where I always go to quitting smoking. Talk about a feel bad experience. That was one of the most miserable things I ever went through in my life. If I had looked at, if something feels this bad, it must be bad. If I had believed, I would still be smoking we do really have experiences of it being exactly the opposite, right? Yes, this feels awful, but it's because of the resistance that I'm confronting. Ego really wants to make these things so miserable that that we just always do what it tells us to do.
Yes, I really appreciated the support calls and also just the platform. Just felt like it facilitated it so much, and I think also just being inspired, knowing that everyone else was, you know, everyone else's efforts and. One, thing I wanted to share was that I was looking at the website and on my lunch break or whatever, and to see what the latest total was. I think it was last week, and like it had gone up like 5,000 like since I had looked at it, and I was just like so excited. And then it's like dropped into like share that with my coworkers that were right there to say like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And I was kind of just like, no, don't do that, because I hadn't told them about it, about the project, but I just went for it. And of course, they were like, send us a link, and So I think it relates to, I guess it was Pasha was talking about, our job is just to be lit up and just to,
because people are looking to be lit up, right? People are looking for good news. Ego isn't, but people are. And I don't know what Pasha said, but I just had something, clicked in me that, I guess he said that his friends were following up, how's it going? What's happening? And that's something that we can do. I'm sure Jen will be very good about keeping us informed about good news that's coming from the project, right? And so with these people, when there's an opening for this in a conversation, and there always is an opening for whatever we're looking to say, we can tell them what the latest piece of good news is. And then all year long, it becomes familiar to people. And so next year, when we say, okay, time for the campaign, they go, oh, right, yes. What are you doing this year? Or, okay, is this, you're going to send more kids to school? Or what are you doing? Because now they're informed. They're part of it.
Yeah, it starts building on itself.
Yeah, and even though they may never come to practice, they don't want to meditate, they don't want to go to a workshop, they don't want to do any of that stuff, but they're happy that kids are eating. They're happy that these little kids are getting to go to school. They want to, that everybody feels good about that.
One thing that dropped in is, I don't know if it's if it'll end up being something that's easy to pull. But what I would love to know is how many people donated, like how many people participated. So I imagine it's a pretty big number. So I don't know, just in case the powers that be are listening, that I'd love to hear that in addition to the number,
Amounts. Yeah. I don't know, Laura, you're right. People are listening and they will inform us. Either they'll inform us of a number or they will inform us that we can't find out that number. In either case, we will get an answer. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who made it, who was, I'm sure, working very hard behind the scenes. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody. All right. Good night, Laura.
Thanks for joining us, Laura. Sure, what dropped in during that conversation and is that practice, in my experience, practice takes away all of the extraneous kind of issues and content such that I'm required and I'm given the opportunity to focus on what's really here, what's really important, what do I want to do with my life, how can I focus the energy for the most good. It's a very beautiful thing.
Yes. Yeah. What do I want this life to stand for?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And Michael, while you were saying that, I got a text that said more than 500 people have contributed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great. And we have another caller here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, can you hear me? This is Karen from North Carolina.
Can hear you loud and clear.
Great. oh, my goodness. What I really love about the campaign this year was the platform that was offered to us, all the different components of the community work there, and then For me, I've been doing this for many years and making up my letter and putting photographs together, and it's all been very fun. And this year, I was able to, I really enjoyed the opportunity to focus on one aspect of it and have the graphics and the ease of the donations online, and many more people responded to my requests this year than ever before.
It's kind of like a, I don't know that this is exactly right, but they say with like with marketing, you don't want people to have to do more than one thing. Right? It's hard enough to get people to do one thing. If there are two or three steps involved, that's going to be too many. We can't do that. So with something like this, it was so simple for us, first of all, right? Even I, after a while, and that's not my strong suit, but I was able to sort of track it. And then for participants, for the people that we invited in, it's such a simple, just go there, click that, boom, you're there. Very slick, very simple, and doable for busy people.
Very, very beautiful and very inviting. You know, I project for folks that might have a little more resistance to joining in and being part of the fundraiser, that it was a friendlier platform for people to jump into and might, not meet so much resistance. You know, it was just beautiful, and I really wanted to thank everyone that put that together. And I also sent out the announcement for the show tonight to all my donors that, and donations are still coming in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I did a couple of rounds with people after, you know, just because, you know, sometimes people, emails fall through the cracks.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't see them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right, don't see them, or this is the one I'm guilty of. Right, I want to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And and then it goes somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. What everyone said tonight, the heart-opening aspect of it and the process of inclusion and bringing people into it and like just the process of giving is the important thing. And it's just so evident with this.
Mm-hmm. It just feels good
all
the way around, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Well, thank you.
Much appreciated.
Yes, me too. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks for joining us, Karen. Sherry, it just hit me. 500 people. I just pictured all of them. 500.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's something.
Yeah.
Something great.
Something great, yeah. And the beauty of that is that, anybody can participate. It's not a, well, I really can't afford it. Because, it could be anything. It could be anything anybody could do.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And we have another caller.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Michael. It's Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a different kind of system here.
No, you're fine.
Well, I just have to say, I feel like I'm a one-person celebrating. I'm traveling right now and have been out a couple weeks, and to hear what Jen had to share about the numbers, and I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to send all the information to the folks on my team that, you know, have contributed, and it's so thrilling. I mean, to make a goal that with so many people and so much enthusiasm and so much love, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is one we might bring Jen in for, but I do think it was easier than it's ever been, in that it was a campaign. It was a finite length of time. The way it was organized made it a, we start here, we stop here. And I don't think we've ever reached our goal under those circumstances. Now, Jen,
Yeah. She's
got all those questions there. Let's see if she...
Do you want me to bring her on, Sherry?
Yeah, that'd be great, Michael. Oh, I didn't know you had to do that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Jen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. I mean, first of all, we had so much fun putting it together, which we knew it would be. But I wish we had Bob and Ashwini on the line also, because, wow, the team effort that went into doing that. So, yes, and Sherry, we have never had that happen, where we start the campaign, we do the campaign, and we don't bring anything else into it. Like, there, for example, we used $100,000 in this campaign. So all the monthly donations that people give for the project, none of that is in this number. This number was discreetly raised just in the campaign, and that we have never done before.
And I'm guessing that's what is enabling us to
that's
do
right.
what we're going to do next year, right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, that this is, it's not extra money by any means,
no.
But it is the amount of money we needed.
It just is so amazing how the numbers work out. It really is. When we looked at, okay, where are we in the project? What's happening? What's on the horizon? What do we get in monthly donations, et cetera? It literally was, we need $100,000. You know, maybe we added $10 to even it off or something like that. but it truly, we needed $100,000, and that's how I knew we were going to make it, because we needed it. And I just did a budget exercise. Ashwini and I were working on something. And I mean, honestly, Sherry, I wasn't even trying to do it. I was just putting this there and that. Okay, so then, and then we've got this, and this came up, and that. It was within $200. What we need,
wow.
and what reality has created for us. It's completely extraordinary. As you were having that conversation with Michael about the 500 people, this image dropped in for me of that each of those 500 people each has one of the 1,000 children holding hands on each hand.
Ooh, that's a nice image.
Just incredible. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I could go on and on, but Jan called in, so.
Right.
Can I just add something while Jen's on the line?
Yeah, please.
You know, I used to do, in my other life, I used to do professional fundraising, and I learned a tremendous amount in this campaign on a personal level and professional. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was still in the mm-hmm. business, but it just, I'm so inspired, not just now and for what we've done, but for next year, for the coming year. Every year I learned a lot, and this year was like a big leap. And I'm excited for all of us, because it felt, I don't know if this was other people's experience, every time a contribution came in, you know, for people that I had sent out to, I felt like we had all received a gift. There was just this huge sense of I don't even know how to express it, of people participating from the heart. And I don't, maybe that's projection, but it doesn't matter, because that was my experience. And now I just want to share with them the success. You know, we did it.
Yeah, but we did
we
it.
We did it.
All of
yeah.
it together. All 500 yeah. plus people. This is, you know, it's that kind of feeling of we can do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. And we will keep everyone up to date, Sherry, as you said, because the things that are happening on the education front are just beyond exciting, and speak directly to what you were talking about earlier in terms of relationship and what makes this project unique and what makes it all possible. And, oh, gosh, it's just, it's extraordinary. So much more to come. Yeah.
All right. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Jan.
Yeah, thank you. And can I just say thank you to everybody, everybody that made this particular campaign possible, all the love and care that went into it, and for everybody's participation. Thanks.
Yeah, and while we're on that, Jen really reminded me of what Bob and Ashwini put into this, and we saw a little bit of it on the live stream, but it was monumental to put all of this together and make it look so easy, or make it so easy for us, you know, just so, so
it was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jan.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Jan. And thank you, Jen.
And you know, Michael, I want to say another thank you, and that's to Sri Devi, whose efforts for this program are behind the scenes, and it's year round. It's a tremendous, tremendous effort, and nobody knows about it. I mean, once in a while, you hear Sri Devi's name, or we saw Sri Devi was once again in Zambia, but it's a tremendous. I think Jen is there nodding, and probably in making gusho and all of those things. So, and then of course I go back with Anna talking about that and Phil and their influence on the little people and the preschool and so many people who have made a contribution, and then coming together this year to be so beautifully successful.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And Sherry, I wanted to mention too that more money has been added since the show started today.
Almost really?
$1,000. So it's great.
Oh.
Fabulous.
It's so wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And we have time for at least one more call here.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Michael. It's Patty calling from Vancouver.
Hello, Patty.
Hello. So I just wanted to add that there was just so much new learning for me being the first time doing this, the first time really asking people for money, the first time people seeing a website I set up and pottery, for the first time seeing that I've made this, and getting past ego, saying, oh, no, don't send it out, don't do this. It's really been a success for just taking steps and moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it leads a person to that. Well, gosh, I think we could do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Just in that, okay, what now? Okay, what now? What now?
And yeah, yeah.
And there we go.
And I noticed today I was, you know, there's some other things I've said yes to, and there wasn't the resistance. I just started to do them. So it's carried forward into life.
Uh-huh. Paying off in all sorts of practical ways.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
because
so,
the resistance is the same, isn't it, Patty?
Yep.
It's not like, well, the resistance to that is different from the resistance to this. No, resistance is resistance.
Yeah.
And anywhere we confront it, go up against it, go past it, realize what it is, realize that it doesn't actually have any ability to control us. We're just, as you say, freer in so many other areas.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to just highlight some of the things that in my process of asking people, just the connections that I made that were so heartfelt and heart-opening for me. And that was when at Christmas, and I went and asked my mom for Christmas and my birthday to put money towards this project. And she's 90 years old. She doesn't do technology. But I sat down with my iPad and I showed her the project, what has been done in the past, and I led her through it all, and I was able to discuss it with her. And the same with my book club. And every year we pick a project to put money towards. And I'm going to have another meeting. You know, we do once a month. It's next week or the week after. And I'm going to be able to tell them about the successes of where we put our money. And they were excited to hear about this project. And then the one last thing is that a friend said, "Oh, I want to buy some pottery for my friends and donate to your project." And so I said, "Okay, great." And so I emailed out to other people and said, "Your friend gave you money and it's to donate for this project." And I got emails back from them, and then they say, "Well, drop it off at my house, and I'm so happy for your project." So I just had a smile on my face through all these different links, and eventually to a pottery dropped off at their doorstep and the money going to this project. So it was really fun.
It's like a chain of goodness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just from here to here to here to here to here. And all these people, all these connections.
That's right. It's so much fun. And I didn't
so
resist doing a reminder email sent, and I got more donations when I did that. And I'm inspired now to send out to all the donors, you know, the success of the project and where it's all going on in the big picture. And so, by talking about this, I get inspired again to connect more to the donors that have already sent money. And it's really
and
fun.
And it is so fun. And I confess, listening to people talk tonight, you know, the excitement. That's first thing in the morning. That will be my project too, to contact people and tell them what happened. And it's so wonderful to get to say, "We made it, we did it." Instead of, "Oh, thanks so much," and then never mention what happened, because we didn't make the goal. And I mean, we did pretty good, but it wasn't. But this is over the top successful. And we all did it, and it's a thrill.
Yeah, and that way, you know, next year when I come back and say, "Well, we want to do this again," it kind of helps to set the groundwork for continuing to.
Yeah,
I have people who say, "Oh, I want that pottery. I'll donate more." So I'm making more pottery, and people are going to send more money. So this is going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's really good. So just
it's
one
so
last
good.
Question is, to get the information that Jen, the numbers that she talked about, where would I find that?
The 500 people?
Well,
or the 96, that we're up to 96,000?
No, Jen was talking about the numbers of in the project, you know, 10 people are going to college. And that's what I want to send to people. Just a reminder of where all this money is going, what the success is in the sense of where that money is all going for this coming year.
Yeah. Jen, are you there? Michael, can you grab that girl again?
Let me just grab her here. Okay, Jen, you should be live.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. So I am sure we'll send it out in some form. And it also, where I pulled it from this afternoon is, Patty, if you look at each of the nine areas,
mm-hmm.
clearly where I pulled it from. So each area, so for example, the Enshima team, we were raising money from 1 to 25.
Oh, Jen, you're going away. Can you try that again and speak up a little?
Sure. Is this okay now?
Well, we'll find out.
No? Okay. So for example, in the Enshima team, what raising funds for was 1,752 25 kg bags of Enshima, and that's what that team was raising money for. So inside each team, that's where I got my numbers that I read off.
Okay, so I'll go to that.
And,
yep.
And Jen, I just got a text from Ashwini saying that we can send out an email to everyone.
Exactly. Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yep.
Okay. That'd be lovely.
Yeah, that'll be a lot easier than each one of us going in and totaling it up, and only one person will have to do that. Good.
Yeah, so thank you so much for everyone making it so easy for me to be able to do this for the first time and learning so much and gaining so much from doing this.
Mm-hmm. And having such a good time.
Yeah, and having fun. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Patty.
Kasho.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Kasho.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Patty. And Sherry, another couple hundred dollars has been donated in the past few minutes. So
I feel like we're public radio or public television,
yes,
or something, right?
Yeah.
And we got our little thing and totaling it up, and it's coming in. It's so,
yes,
fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's after six.
All right.
And it's been an incredible show, and I'm very grateful to you and to everyone, and just and wonderful.
Us to you. Thank you, Michael, for this and being here every week and doing all you do for us as well. So,
yeah,
again,
my pleasure.
as my little cousin would say, I mean, he was little at the time, he couldn't remember everybody. And so for him, it was all the bodies. And
all the bodies.
And all the bodies. And so that would be it. Thanks to all the bodies for making all of this work for all the bodies.
Lovely. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Michael. Good night.
Good night.